Ambassador, welcome again. Everybody has that question about Zibera and sanctions, and you were trying early on to explain what is the difference. As simple as it sounds, people still want to know.
All right. Well, first of all, again, thank you for having me. And the U.S. policy toward Zimbabwe has a number of elements, but one of those elements is legal, that's Zibera. Put it as simply as I can, if Zimbabwe fulfills the requirements of its 2013 constitution, it will meet the requirements of Zibera. Zibera covers lending by international organizations to Zimbabwe and forgiveness of the debt that Zimbabwe has to those organizations and countries in the Paris Club. The sanctions that exist are executive branch sanctions on 154 individuals and entities, and it prevents people from the United States or through the United States economic system from providing economic benefits to those people or can prevent them from traveling to the United States. So there are two different areas, but Zimbabwe's progress in building a democracy that respects the tenets of the 2013 constitution is the key thing that it needs to do.
And we saw only yesterday the U.S. saying that they will not lift sanctions against Zimbabwe until there are reforms. What kind of reforms is the U.S. looking at?
Well, there's legislation that does not comply with the 2013 constitution, POSA, AIPA, those legislations that cover the Public Order and Security Act or freedom of speech restrictions. Those are things that President Mnangagwa has said during the campaign that he was committed to repealing or revising. And I think if he were to repeal those laws in concert, obviously, with the legislature, that would be an important step in fulfilling the requirements of the legislation.
And on the health side, we know that the USA is really involved in PEPFAR, but we have a cholera epidemic currently underway in Harare and Zimbabwe. Is the U.S. going to step in and help?
Well, yes. Actually, I was just visiting the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta last week and had the opportunity to discuss this issue with them. We have an excellent relationship with Zimbabwe on issues of health. And I was very impressed to hear the close coordination and work that's being done. Cholera is a preventable disease, and one of the most important interventions is dealing with water and access to clean water. So we definitely want to work with the people of Zimbabwe and the government of Zimbabwe on promoting access to clean, potable water. There's also a vaccine, an oral vaccine, that can help prevent cholera. Now, it's not 100% effective, but it does help people either prevent infection or recover more quickly if they are infected. And we're working with the government of Zimbabwe on a vaccination program that hopefully would cover 300,000 people.
Thank you. And also, on more on the social, the diversity visa, a lot of Zimbabweans have been asking, what is the current situation regarding that?
Well, the United States is a country that is interested in and welcomes immigration, but it has to be lawful immigration. The diversity visa is one of the ways that people can access lawful permanent immigration to the United States. Every year, the level is set by the administration and Congress, and we'll be looking forward to seeing what the level is for 2019.
And what kind of assistance in other programs are you looking at the new ambassador that is coming into Zimbabwe? What areas will you be concentrating on this year?
Well, so many areas, but education and exchanges are very important. So hopefully people will be joining us with the Mandela Washington Fellowship. That's a great exchange program We have other cultural and educational exchanges, bringing artists and athletes to Zimbabwe and sending Zimbabweans to the United States to learn more about our country. Cultural preservation is an area that I'm very passionate about, and we have some exciting things that we're going to be doing and some of the most important cultural sites in Zimbabwe going forward.
You also spoke about some areas that Zimbabwe can actually, you know, promote more, areas like tourism. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Zimbabwe has so much economic potential. When you look at the area of tourism, Zimbabwe is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. It has amazing wildlife and amazing natural vistas. Victoria Falls is world-renowned. And Zimbabwe should be capturing more tourists and providing them with a world-class experience. So hopefully we'll get to see more investment in that area. In addition, Zimbabwe agriculturally has been a powerhouse over time, and hopefully the reforms that both candidates talked about during the presidential campaign will be implemented to help build a more resilient and successful agricultural sector. And then obviously the extractive industry sector, mining, is one where Zimbabwe has tremendous potential. 40 different valuable minerals in Zimbabwe that I think, if properly managed, could provide tremendous, tremendous opportunities for both employment and foreign exchange earnings.
Going back to the elections, you said you met both President Emmerson Mnangagwa and opposition leader Nelson Chamisa. What's your take?
Well, I think they're both people who love their country and are committed to improving Zimbabwe and changing many of the problems of the past. I look forward to working with both of them. Both of them were very gracious in receiving me on multiple occasions. I look forward to getting back to Harare next week to talk to both of them shortly after my arrival. And helping to find a way forward of cooperation and engagement between Zimbabwe and the United States.
And before, this is my last question, I'm going back again to sanctions. Generally, people in Zimbabwe believe that sanctions hurt the ordinary person on the street, not the ones that are on the target list. What can you say about that?
Well, Zimbabwe has an opportunity for growth, and the sanctions really do affect specific individuals.
Yeah.
Decisions on investment in Zimbabwe are driven by the economic conditions in Zimbabwe, the rule of law, the assurances that people's investments will be protected, that they have the right to have majority ownership in their businesses. Those are the kinds of things that the private sector is interested in. There is a significant interest in investment in Zimbabwe, but investors want to see the reforms that have been talked about implemented. We need to see the implementation and action on the reforms, not just a list of reforms that are proposed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nicholl.
Thank you very much for having me.